Simon & Schuster Audio presents Man vs. Baby, the chaos and comedy of real-life parenting by Matt Coyne. Read by the author.
For Steve. Just kidding. For Charlie and his mum. When we first discovered that we were expecting, someone bought us a fridge magnet. It read, "To have a baby is to invite an angel into your home." That may be true, but sometimes, just sometimes, it's like you've invited a lodger into your home. A furious, sleep-murdering, unstable and incontinent, breasts-obsessed midget lodger who wants nothing more or less than your undivided attention from now until the day you fucking die. But that probably wouldn't fit on a fridge magnet. Introduction. So, 3 months after the birth of our son Charlie, I wrote a post on Facebook. This is it. Matt Coyne, 17th of December, 2015, 7:38 p.m. I was congratulating myself today on how I've got nappy changing down to a precision art. I'm basically like a Formula One pit crew. In fact, in many ways, I'm better. Because when you're speed changing the tyres on Lewis Hamilton's car, he's probably less likely to piss in your eyes and projectile shit up your arms. This is what else I've learnt so far. Firstly, the birth. I used to think that the theory that the moon landing was a hoax was total bollocks, just because it required a huge amount of people to share a secret. I now think it's a distinct possibility given the conspiracy of silence about how horrendous labour is. The labour suite is like being in Nam. It's nothing like you see in sitcoms or films, unless that film is Saw 4 or it's the chest-bursting scene from Alien. So to those who told me that the birth would be a magical experience, you're a bunch of fucking liars. Labour is like magic, but only in that it's best when you don't know how it's done. In truth, the hardest thing about labour is seeing someone you love in such excruciating pain. But then Linz did once make me sit through an episode of Downton Abbey, so six of one, half a dozen. Here's what I'd learnt after the first week. I never knew this, but babies breathe in a jazz syncopated rhythm. There's no set pattern to it, and they stop breathing roughly every 40 seconds, just long enough for you to think they've died. Of all the dick moves your baby can pull, pretending that they've died is by far the most dickish, and they do it all the time. A baby crying is a weird thing. During the daytime, you can listen to it and think that it's endearing and cute. At 3 a.m, it's like having the inside of your skull sandpapered by an angry Viking. Baby piss in the eye really is only funny the first time, and every single shit really is comically timed. The worst thing is when they do a lure shit, then wait until you've got the nappy off mid-change to bring the real thunder. It's the same thing terrorists do when they time bombs to go off just as the emergency services arrive. Every item of clothing is held together with fucking press studs. There are 3 or 4 more press studs than necessary, just to make you look like a moron in front of your child, who shows their disapproval by endlessly windmilling. Dressing a windmilling baby is like trying to put a rabbit in a fucking balloon. When you tell them to stay still, they ignore you or scratch their own face. They're mental. I'm thinking of launching a range of baby clothing that's all Velcro, based on strippers' trousers. You should be able to just hold a baby in one hand, the clothes they're wearing in the other, and just separate the two with a satisfying rip. Babies at this age don't look like anyone, but everyone sits around drinking a fuckload of tea and saying he looks like you or he looks like his granddad or whatever. In truth, they all look like Ross Kemp. Well, they look like one of the Mitchell brothers anyway. If you've got an ugly baby, it's Phil. Here's what I'd learnt after the first month. Throughout my adult life, I've tried to read a book a week or so. I'm not naive. I knew that I'd have less time, so I thought I'd promise myself that I'd try and read a book a month. It's now been a couple of months, and the only thing I've read is a pamphlet on breast pumps. And I've still not got to the end of that. I keep falling asleep during the paragraph on nipple confusion. It is possible to have so little sleep that your balls hurt. Does anyone remember the show Touch the Truck with Dale Winton before he had his face retrofitted? It was on